from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And then I went to go see that a couple Fridays ago.
Don't tell me about it. Haven't seen it yet. I'm going to wait till it comes out.
I don't spoil things.
Was it good?
I enjoyed it.
Are you in on independent? Are you in on Wolverine and in on Deadpool, independent of each other?
I am. I like Deadpool. It's unique.
Yeah.
Unique. I'm in on it.
I like that they break the fourth wall, talk to the audience all the time. Like, that stuff's good. Like,
that stuff is good. That stuff is really good. No, I enjoyed Deadpool.
Hugh Jackman, I knew he was coming back.
I knew Deadpool and Wolverine wasn't bad. And, I'm not going to spoil it. It was some who's, some great cameos.
Good.
Speaking of great cameos, I'm not sure he's supposed to be on the station right now, man. We about to get my boy fired. No, I'm kidding. Rob Brooks joins us on the River Islands guest line, 49ers pre- and post-game. Sometimes you see him, Brooks hit hits on the Giants pre- and post-game show, although I don't know if he's watching much Giants games these days. At Rob Brooks on Twitter. My man's got a pretty active Twitter account these days. I didn't even know he had Twitter fingers. Rob, what's happening, man? Good morning.
First off, I can't get fired twice. Okay, let's get that out of the way. But before we get started, uh-oh, I need to know, how are the babies doing? Bonte, how's the little one doing? And Joe, how's the little one doing?
I'll start. My baby girl is dominating things every single day, every single night. You know, Papa, I want this. She's jumping in bed at 4 in the morning, and I got the pillow ready for it. And when I pick her up, it's no pleasantries. Hey, how was your day? Papa, I want to watch cartoons. Papa, I want pizza. Papa, I want this. So their relationship's going really well. I understand my role now, Rod. Go ahead, Chesky. So I think it's going well for him as well.
It went great. The Moylan kids came up to the river, and we went swimming on Friday at Rionito Pool. And then Saturday, you know, we've been making, my wife, she'll puree carrots and peas and this and that. The only thing he eats, smashed up French fries now. So on Saturday, he was all in on the French fries. I mean, just eating it and eating it and eating it. So we're at the French fry zone. And basically, that's all he's going to eat for the next 5 years.
You don't leave the French fry zone. Right, Rod? They don't leave the French fry zone.
Never. Once you get in it, you can't get out, man.
Hey, we go to Lenardi's. At least I know we're going to get French fries. Doesn't matter. They look like KFC wedges. Does not matter. French fries, salami.
Yeah.
And pizza.
Michelle dressed him up in his 49er. There's like Chuck Taylor looking 49er shoes that my cousin got him. You know, they're like little like socky slip-on tie things. Like, they're not real shoes.
Right, the infant shoes.
And they're Niner logo, but they look like Chuck Taylor's. And then he had his Niner sweatpants on with his Niner shirt. And I kept throwing the football at him. And then it hits him in the belly and he giggles. And then I pick him up and tackle him. And she thinks I roughhouse way too much.
You know what, though? I mean, just real talk here before we get to the toy department of life. There's nothing better. My kid's a little bit older than yours. You know, I got a a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old, and they are knee-deep into the Niners, to the Giants, to the Warriors. Nice. So I'm reminiscing with you guys because I remember what it was like to feed them mashed up French fries and then to have them demanding everything from 4 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Oh, God.
So it's only going to get better, and it's only going to get worse at times.
You're entering the teenage zone, which I think about all the time. So when Chez is like playing with little boys, I'm like, and like there was this little boy at the game yesterday. He was wearing two gold chains, had the iced out earrings. I told his pops, he was like 2 years old. Hey, Rod, I was telling him, I was like, watch your little man. Don't get too close, partner.
No.
I'm checking up on these dudes real quick, real early. I can't wait to reenact Bad Boys too.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Let me know. I'll be there.
All right. I need you. Now, I know you wasn't at the preseason game yesterday, although you had to watch. So my first question to you, Rod, is, boy, Brock Purdy, man, you sure you want to pay him $60 million a year? I'm kidding. The fascination of preseason football. Can you explain it? Because I can't.
Football, man. We're football crazy. We're football starved. You know how it is. We get to about mid-June, and we start, you know, and all of a sudden, we're Chris Rock in New Jack City. It's calling me. And then once we actually get something that looks like football, even though it's not actually football, it's a glorified practice, we jump all over it, man. We're football obsessed, and we want all the information we can get about our favorite teams. Everybody's in the fantasy, so they're trying to find, you know, maybe diamond in the rough players. We're just, man, it's just football, and we will take it, and they know we'll take it, which is why they charge regular season prices for glorified practice football.
Yeah. Trust me, we're both season ticket holders. We get it. I'm looking at this team right now, and like clearly every dollar matters, whether we're talking about the quarterback's contract a year from now, Ayuk, Trent. Okay, I'm going to go in a direction you probably didn't see coming. Is there a chance Wisnowski gets cut for Presley Harvin III, the punter? No, I'm dead serious. This guy, like, Wisnowski's been a good Niner, but like, if you could save a couple bucks and marginally upgrade, I mean, is there any chance that this punter makes the team?
Well, I mean, listen, as far as actually doing the job, Presley Harvin did a damn good job last night. So I don't know exactly how much money Wisnowski makes. I doubt it really has that big of an impact on what they are trying to do salary cap wise. But if they can save a little money and they can get as good or better performance, it's something you have to think about. But here's the big question, though. Harvin can punt it, but can he tackle like Wisnowski?
Good question, actually.
Hey, good question. Mitchell lay that Australian boomerang on you.
You're not lying about that. Who's some of the guys that's popped out to you, though? Like Jake Cowan is a guy that I think a lot of Niner fans are now loving here after he had a nice performance yesterday. Who are some of the guys you're looking at, Rod, that, okay, maybe they're not stars, but they could make an impact on special teams, a play here and there, a kickoff return? Who are some of the guys that's kind of caught your eye here at training camp in the preseason so far?
Absolutely at the top of the list offensively, but Malik Mustafa. Come on, dog.
Yeah.
Yo, that young man there, I mean, he flashes on the field, and I'm sure you guys have seen the video of Mustafa post-game last night rocking the black Ronnie Lott jersey that he bought to wear to his first Niner game yesterday. So not only is the young man a player, and I think he's going to get, and he should get significant run, he understands the assignment. He gets it. He understands Niner football and the history and some of the greats. So for me, it was Cowings coming out party last night, and boy, it didn't necessarily look good for Trent Taylor. But for me, man, and really from the jump since training camp, but definitely in these two preseason games last night, Malik Mustafa, that dude's a keeper.
Yeah, he's a player.
I'm looking at Ronnie Bell, Trent Taylor, Danny Gray. I don't think any of those guys is going to make this team.
It's going to be hard. Bell, Nate,
Like, I like Tay Martin over all those guys.
I don't think Tay Martin is
making the team.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm hesitating. I don't think you're wrong, Joe. I don't think you're wrong.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem there. Real quick, some baseball. The Giants. We all watched that Babe Ruth series, and the Giants took about 27 innings to score one run against the Oakland Athletics, man. They're 63-63. How can we convince viewers to continue to watch them? I guess we can't. You're going to do what you want to do. Everybody has a choice in life, right? But boy, it's the same old song with this lineup where one guy is hot, one guy is not. What do we make of the Giants heading into this tough stretch? After the White Sox, of course, the mighty White Sox in town. But then you got Seattle, Milwaukee, Arizona, San Diego, St. Louis. You got this schedule of a who's who, Baltimore, Kansas City. What to make of the Giants at this point, man?
Hey, listen, they're a 500 team plus or minus 3 games. So the sooner you recognize that they're a 500 team and understand what 500 teams are about, they can be madly inconsistent. And for me, I think it's going to enhance your viewing of watching the Giants. Listen, who they are is this. They're a team that wants to hit with loud contact. They're, last time I checked, they're 9th in doubles in Major League Baseball, and they're 20th in home runs. So they fancy themselves as a big contact club. Problem is that they don't do enough of that at the right time with runners in scoring position. So when you think, oh, well, they should just go ahead and flip to being a small ball team, they're ill-equipped to do that. You know, you think about Yastrzemski yesterday spinning around the bunt. I will assume he did that on his own. Hey, man, that's not his game. And I like Mike Yastrzemski.
Yeah.
I like him at the bottom of the lineup because I think he gets a lot of pitches out of the opposing pitcher, and I think he takes good bats more often than not, with the exception of yesterday. So for me, they can be a feast or famine offensive club, and that's a problem with runners in scoring position. But I will say this: Farhan gets bagged on. Rightfully so, because he makes it easy, and there's a lot of truth to that. But I think he's right about his rotation. Definitely at the top of the rotation. You know, since the All-Star break, Webb and Snell, both of those guys with a little bit over 40 innings pitched. But for Webb, 33 strikeouts, 2.23 ERA. Snell, 59 Ks, 1.34. That 1-2, lethal. Those young guys on the back end, and Birdsong and Harrison, I really like those guys. They're going to give you what young guys should give you. Just give me 5 strong and don't mess it up. The key is Robbie Ray. If Robbie Ray works the way he is supposed to, the way he's projected, the way he can, hey, man, I'll take those top 3 without a doubt. I will take that starting rotation. And if they could just get a little bit better with runners in scoring position, hey, man, that third wild card is there. And all you have to do is get in. And if you get in with that rotation and if they can figure out something consistently offensively, I'm not saying they're going to win a World Series.
Right.
They have the pitching to get in there. And they do have enough dudes who can run into one and get you a home run. Problem is they can't solo home run their way to victory. That's good enough to get you in a game, maybe keep you in a game. It's got to be home runs with guys on base. They do that with this pitching staff.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I believe that.
Yeah, I think tonight's a big start for Harrison. I mean, he had the back-to-back really good starts against Colorado and the Cincinnati, Washington, Atlanta. He's just been hit around. He hasn't had his crisp stuff. Not as good as what we're hoping from him. And I think the thing with him, like, we all really like him. And he's a young player, and he's nowhere near, you know, as developed as we wanted at this point. But there was so much hype wrapped around him for so long, unfairly, that he was going to be some savior. I don't think he's delivered necessarily on all of the hype, but he's a good, young, promising player. But tonight is a big start for him.
No, it's a big start. You want him to go out there and don't be a drag on the situation. Like I said, give him a minimum 5 to get the win. Give him 6. Anything more than that, that's absolute gravy. The problem, Harrison, has just been location. If he can figure out, locate that fastball consistently, I think everything else will then fall into place. But you forget, he is a young pitcher, and he's still trying to figure it out. But he doesn't have to be the savior because of what they have at the top of the rotation. So if he could just go in there and just find some consistency with that fastball location, everything is going to fall into place, and he's going to be okay.
All right, from the text line, Rob, you can react to this one. Go 3-0 versus Chicago White Sox, and then you can convince me we have the best lineup in baseball.
Well, I don't think they have the best lineup in baseball. I'm saying, hey, man, listen, I ain't crazy now. They can do some things right. They do a lot of things to make the bank your head against the wall. I'm not going to say that they're the best, got the best lineup in baseball. But, hey, man, listen, you know, they should win this series against the White Sox. But the White Sox took a game from the Astros.
I know.
You know, earlier
they
this
took one from
week.
The Yankees so last week, happen. Rod. Yankees tore the two.
Exactly. But listen, for the Giants right now, hey, man, they really do have to be thinking sweep. They shouldn't say it. They won't say that. Minimum 2 out of 3. Without a doubt.
No doubt. We got Rob Brooks here on the River Islands guest line. Good to talk to Rod. Of course, 49ers pre-impulse. They're going to get cracking here soon with Dante Whitner or Carlos Ramirez. You'll catch him on Giants pre-impulse at times as well. Back to the Niners for a second. Trent and Ayuk. This thing is dragging along. If I had to bet my bottom dollar on it, they are both playing. Well, I think Ayuk will play week one. I don't know about Big Trent. He could pull a Chris Jones. No, a Big Trent here. But the dialogue is becoming exhausting. And I saw you retweet the Julian Edelman stuff saying, hey, we got to stop talking about Brandon Ayuk like we were Brandon Ayuk here. The dialogue's getting messy, and it seems like the fans are taking one side of it. Not all of them, but like we don't know what's going on in these negotiations. They could be quibbling over a couple billion dollars, opt-outs, who the hell knows? What is your take on both these situations, though, looking at Ayuk and Trent Williams in this situation with the 49ers so far?
You know, let me just start with Ayuk first. It really does. It ticks me off when people are like, well, if I were Brandon Ayuk, I'd do this. No, you're not Brandon Ayuk. You don't know what the situation is. So don't put yourself into what Brandon Ayuk is going through. To me, that's narcissistic and unnecessary. But as far as Ayuk and where he's going or whatever, my belief is the same since this thing all started. Feels like 20 years ago. He's not going anywhere. He's under contract. He's not foolish enough to miss any game checks. He has to play for that fifth year to count so he can become a free agent. And even then, he might end up getting franchised. The Niners value Ayuk, but only up to a certain amount. The rest of the league doesn't necessarily see him as a top, let's say 3 to 5 receiver in this league. And the teams that do see him as a top 3 to 5 receiver, they stink. New England stinks. Pittsburgh stinks. Cleveland, not as bad as they used to be, but it's still Cleveland until proven otherwise. What Ayuk is finding out, whole world out there. You know what I mean? You can turn yourself into a very valuable piece for a very good football team, but what it ultimately comes down to is how do they value you? How do they see you? And I think for Brandon Ayuk, that's a problem, and it's a staring contest that will continue, but I don't think he's going to miss any actual game time. As far as Trent is concerned, I'm even less concerned about that. It's just my opinion. I think Trent is like, I've played this game long enough. I don't need to be in training camp. I really don't need to be involved in these preseason games. And I think he knows he's eventually going to get the money he feels is owed to him or he should get. But the IU domino, in my estimation, has to fall first, and then Trent Williams' domino will fall next.
No doubt. When you guys getting cracking with Niners pre- and post-game, tell us a little bit about that this year.
Yeah, man, the gang's back together. Carlos Ramirez host, Dante Whitner, as the man who every week, what he's wearing is just going to pop off the screen.
No doubt. And some of the things he says, too. He'll tell it like it is.
I believe the 49ers are going to go 17-0. It's the way he delivers it.
Or when Rob Brooks looked at him like, what did he say? You know, Dak Prescott sucks. It's like, whoa, Dante.
I don't think he's any good. It's the way he delivers it.
You saw the look on my face. It's like when Kanye said George Bush doesn't care about black people. And you remember the look on Mike Myers' face? I was like, oh, no, what are we doing here? But no, man, we have a ton of fun, man, and we love bringing you that Niners-centric focus on the pregame, always 1 hour before every game the Niners play. So we will start when the Niners start on Monday, September 9th. So that's a 5 o'clock game. Our pregame start will start at 4 on NBC Sports Bay Area, and then immediately after the game, we give you a one-hour post-game. Like I said, we love giving you that Niner-centric, that Niner hyper-focused pre- and post-game, and year three is coming up. And, Bonte, I'll see you at the studio. And Shasky, I got to see you on the golf course, man. Get at me.
I'm usually driving around Northwood on a Friday night of summer between 7 and 9 p.m. like we were, playing in the dark. That's what we were doing this last Friday night.
Well, Rod, I got to say, after coming on 95.7 a game, I got to leave you with this drop right here.
I live with these people. I love these people. Oh, they're part of my family.
Part of our family now, Rod.
I am glad to be a part of the family.
Welcome. No, I enjoy your tweets very, very much. Rod, always, man.
Good talk.
We'll do it again soon, brother.
Fellas, y'all be easy. Good talking to you.
You too.
Anytime. Rob Brooks joining us on the River Islands Guest Line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop. Good to see you, Rod, on NBC. You know, we got a lot of great feedback with Brody Brazil all weekend long. A lot of people. Brodad, we share texts back and forth, and a lot of people from the A's reached out and said, thanks for giving Brody his flowers. Man, that was a really, really good interview.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.